welcome to Skopos. Skopos is the Greek word for focus. Listen as WDCX General Manager Brett Larson helps us focus in on topics that encourage and challenge us in our daily lives.
There are many characteristics that make the one true God far above any other idea of God. Beyond God's person and spirit, Scripture affirms that God is characterized by life. God is beyond an idea or perception. The Bible says that He is, I am, Exodus 3:14. It is interesting that the Bible does not record an argument for God's existence. It simply assumes it. In fact, Hebrews 11:6 tells us that anyone who comes to Him must believe and seek Him. See, God's life is different from any other being in that while all other beings have their life in God, He does not derive His life from any other source. Genesis and John, among other books, tell us that God's life is in Himself and that He is not dependent on anything or anyone else for His existence. The significance of this doctrine cannot be understated, for it is the foundation of our dependence on God for everything good, even our very own life, both physical now and eternal. God's life or self-existence frees us, yes, frees us from the idea that He needs us. Rather, we begin to understand that God has chosen us to accomplish His plans. We don't hold the cards. We don't really bring anything to the table. Yet God in His grace chooses to love us, to provide a gospel, and to include us in His forever future. We live in a world of tentative plans or thinking, if this happens, then I'll do that. We're always playing out the contingencies in a variety of circumstances. We think to ourselves that, for instance, we will see our grandchildren born if we live that long. But with God, there are no ifs, like thinking that as the redeemed, we will spend forever with Him if God wins or if He's right. No, God is God. There is no God will be if. God is. I am. Period. This doctrine of God's life really should change how we think, for through it, we begin to have a better understanding of the magnitude of the gospel. A God who really doesn't need us, who can exist within Himself for eternity, has chosen to love us, to interact, to create, to engage, and to answer prayer. How humbling that should be for us, His creation, and how much more it should break our hearts when we see creation turn its back on God. We need to extinguish a North American mindset that somehow we bring some sort of leverage to God, for then we can truly and humbly repent and turn to Him. Theology is an important part of the Christian life because doctrines such as God's life help us gain a better understanding of God and His wonderful, wonderful gospel.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you were challenged and that Skopos has left you thinking. For more from Brett Larson and Skopos, go to WDCXradio.com and click on Skopos.